Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No one's intervened on behalf of the...
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, hello, and welcome, Puckleonians. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, and happy Kwanzaa, and all the holidays here and forever. This is your host, Lord Yoshiro, and this is episode 41 of the TCG Cast. You heard that right, 41, we're getting old. And we have quite the nice little end of year Christmassy episode for you guys lined up. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to discuss how was the year for the Pokemon TCG, what our experiences, our opinions of how much of it improved, or maybe our opinions are not the same. Maybe someone says it's gotten worse. We don't know. And by the way, I'm talking a little about third parties here, right? So, or second parties, third parties. I don't know. That doesn't matter because I have two gentlemen here that are going to discuss this episode with me, and they are awesome. First, some say that, he's the only man that can run over anyone with a parked car. It's Sublime Manic.
Did y'all miss me? Because I missed me.
I've missed you, and I confess here in live that the reason we haven't had Sublime on is 99.9% my fault. Because unfortunately, every time we schedule the recording, it's on a school day that he obviously can't, because what are you doing?
I'm in grad school.
He's just
in
grad
school. Working full time, in addition to all my hobbies. I don't know how I do it. I'll be honest, but
well, I don't know how you do it either. Another man that I don't know how he does just practically everything, because he wins practically everything, is our next co-host. Some say that he tenderizes his beef while he's while it's still alive. It's R Sigma.
Yeah, along with my vegetarianism, so I don't even get to eat it afterwards either.
Oh, that's
what about lab grown meat? That is so fascinating to me.
It'll be interesting in a few years to consider that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It
is pretty. I think if you tenderize your beef while it's still alive and then you don't eat it, I think that's just called animal cruelty. But that's just me, and it's just an opinion.
I can give it to other people.
That is true. That is true. So, with that being said, guys, what have you guys been up to in the world of Pokemon TCG, non-TCG wise, or anything special you want to talk? It's been a long time, Sublime. Tell me, what's up with you?
So, I'm still enjoying my playthrough of Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon.
Yes.
As I said on the main podcast, I am snagging it. Which is to say, I'm going very slowly through it, just like Snag. Because Snag takes his time.
Oh, no. He definitely ferments those games like, you know, wineries ferment grapes. It's all for the long haul. It's a long haul, but it's going to be good eventually. Other than Sun and Moon, have you been playing any other TCG with the new cards? Have you been experimenting?
I wasn't really crazy about the last set, so I'm going to be honest here. This is a secret that I haven't shared with anyone yet. I've actually been trying some other TCGs to give it a break, and now I'm just coming back into the game.
Well, that sounds awesome, honestly. A good pilot.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun when you take a break and then come back, and then, like, there's new cards, and it's like, this is great. I'm so glad I took a break, and now I'm even more excited to be back.
Yeah, because once you see it, it's like when you're in a really good relationship. And it's been a few years, right? And you're like, oh, this is not the same. I think we need to part ways. Give me some time. I need to think about it. And then you go out to the wild.
I was just not crazy about it. I'm like, what am I doing right now?
Yep, you go out and you experiment dating out there. And then you realize, like, what did I do? I need to go back. That's
well, no, I was enjoying where I was at. I was actually playing the Elder Scrolls card game that they had made.
Ooh, do you know I beta that thing?
What?
I beta that. I was in a beta group to test that.
Well, I really enjoyed that. It's got a lot of different mechanics. It's very different from the Pokemon trading card game. So I'm enjoying, like, comparing and contrasting.
Yeah, you have, like, two active systems. You have two active...
Yeah, you have two lanes, they call them. So the lanes, not everything is positioned to fight your active, per se.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I beta that because I went to the PAX last year. And I live here in Seattle, which they... Lucky for me, I guess, they do a lot of beta testing for practically everything here in Seattle, since many of the major video game companies and computer companies are here. And I managed to beta that, and it was a lot of fun when I beta that. I beta that, and I alpha also the TCG for The Witcher. I forgot its name.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Oh, Gwent.
Gwent. I alpha Gwent as well when it was in testing. It was a lot of fun. One day I should tell you the stories about that. It was quite fun. Sigma, what have you been up to?
Well, it wasn't that long since I was last on, but we did have the largest regional in history that we were able to watch on stream last weekend. Yes. So that was cool.
It was huge. It was just huge. And it goes to show how amazing Pokemon has been. Just grabbing fans, grabbing players, and not letting go. And who knows where we're headed. If eventually if things steady up and continue as they are, I'm sorry, we might see like big, huge Coliseum-sized games. And that will be something would be amazing to behold. And any decks you've been testing out?
No, I just was working on the missions on the ladder and had to use Volcanion because I have a fire and water mission on right now.
I should be really, really need to start working on that. So I was not able to stream yesterday. This is being recorded on Tuesday. On Monday, because my computer made a 2 hour, well, it was 2 hours and a half installing. It was like 30 minutes downloading update. And it updated everything, and my PTCGO refused to work now. So I had to roll back my computer and reinstall the PTCGO in order for it to now work. So hopefully by tomorrow, Wednesday, I'll be ready to go ahead and stream once more. So sorry about that, guys, but technology can sometimes be a prick. With that being said, we're going to move on to what I would call topical beach, but it really is going to be just chatting times with my boys here and talk about all things TCG for this year. So let's go ahead, grab your sandals, grab your big sun umbrella, because we're headed to the beach. We're headed to topical beach. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Topical Beach.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to This Is Your Life, Pokemon TCG Edition. And a whole year has gone by, and what a year for the TCG. We can definitely see, at least in what my opinion is, a very significant and important year in what has been a long-standing trading card game that really needed a big boost, and I think they managed to finally do it. So let's go ahead and rewind back to the beginning of the year. And let's talk about how 2017 was. A year that weirdly started out with strong Mega and Break Pokemon and ended up with something called GX Pokemon and Ultra Beasts. So, Sigma, let's start with you. Where did we begin in the year?
Well, starting the year off, we had just gotten off of the Evolutions TCG set.
Ugh, I'm sorry. Which, a little throw up came out of my throat.
If you happen to remember that set. Well,
if you're unlucky enough to remember. I think the whole year of 2017 has been them making up four Evolutions.
Yeah. It's like, it had Starmie in it.
Yeah, basically. So we definitely ended up the year in Evolutions, which was kind of sucky. And then we began with what?
We began the year with Mega Evolutions, still dominating the format. We had Gardevoirs, we had Mega Rayquazas, because those things would never leave us.
Same thing with Evelta EXs.
Yep, Darkrai's. Good times.
Definitely good times. And it was still the time of EXs where evolutions were still not that successful. EX Pokemon were just too fast, too quick. You can play them immediately, and most of them were readily available to use immediately.
Shamans were still a thing.
What was that?
Shaman was still a card.
Shaming was still a card and pretty expensive by that time still. And we saw a lot of things popping up later on. We saw the rise of Vileplume was something really cool. But of course, for our listeners, Vileplume was that card that would block item cards from both players. So we saw a rise of that a lot. Not to mention that also we saw a lot of Decidueye going on, because we haven't... Sorry, I'm jumping the gun here. Sublime, what do you remember from the beginning of the year in the meta?
Well, I remember in February we got the first set for Sun and Moon, which did introduce Decidueye, and this was when Forest of Giant Plants was still legal, so Decidueye was the jam. Decidueye Vileplume. Loved it. Was all about it. They also introduced Lapras in that same set. So even though we were being introduced to these like stage 2 and stage 1 GXs, they were still introducing basic GXs that could sort of emulate what EXs had been before with the same speed and like, just hitting it hard.
Yep. And we really did see, like, from the get-go, thanks to Lapras GX, as you just mentioned, and Tauros GX, we already saw that there is potential in these GX cards, and they really could hold a punch. We were yet to know the extent of that power. But we did see some rising stars still. We still saw Volcanion, which to this day is still seeing some decent play.
Yeah, totally.
So that's
Volcanion's only gotten better with recent sets because they happen to add a lot of good fire support. Finally. Yep. That's actually my favorite deck right now is fire. So
yes. Other than that, we also saw, as we discussed, Vileplume and Decidueye saw a great, great increase in play, which was a really, really fun deck. Never got to play with it, but I've seen it play and it was pretty legit.
And you'll never ever play it now.
No, ever. Why? Why?
Because they banned Forest of Giant Plants from Expanded.
Oh, we haven't even reached the rotation. Let's step out.
But that was from Expanded, too. So, like, even after it rotated out, you just get nothing. There is no forest. The forest was burned to the ground. We are killing the earth.
Yep.
And the Forest of Giant Plants.
We can definitely see that climate change did kill that forest, for sure. Moving on to a little bit later on the year, we still saw Mega Rayquaza hitting some steel. I mean, we saw it still being top 8 in the San Paulo International Tournament. So Megas really did hold their own, at least at the very middle of the year, where they finally saw the drop once you realized that it just couldn't keep up with the GX Pokemon that were coming out. Sigma, go ahead.
Well, actually, I guess this ties into our next point, where we had Guardians Rising show up to change the meta quite significantly.
Dramatically.
Incredibly. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mega Rayquaza kind of died once we got Sudowoodo.
Yeah, Sudowoodo was definitely the death of Rayquaza. Of course, Sudowoodo had the ability that locks your opponent to 4 Pokemon only on your bench, regardless of stadium or anything you use. He was just completely, really destroyed Mega Rayquaza and any chance it had to play. Although we didn't really get to see Sudowoodo that much because Rayquaza was rotated out and that was the end of it.
Yeah, and Sudowoodo wasn't even the best card in that set, but...
Yeah. We did get our Shaman replacement, which was the best card in that deck.
Yeah, we had Tapu Lele GX.
Yes, Tapu Lele. Sublime, what did you think of Tapu Lele when it first came out?
I was like, this card is disgusting and is a must-have. It's the new Shaman, which it is, right? Because you need to be able to get what you want. You want Tapu Lele.
And it transformed the meta because before, and we're talking, there was a time, ladies and gentlemen, where Tapu Lele and Via Seeker were both still in the meta.
I missed that.
And wow, was that something else? I mean, we had supporters for days, with the combination of those two cards, which was really, really fun. But we also saw someone come down, and not everybody agreed that this was a good card. This is Garbodor.
I love Garbodor. What you talking about?
I love Garbodor too, but there are some Garbodor haters out there, especially one that refuses to actually pronounce the name correctly.
Being successful, like, if you don't like Trashalant, it's because you lost to it, and so you felt like trash, but you deserved that.
I have to agree with you there. Garbodor definitely made you feel like trash when you lost against it.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent of affordable decks. I'm all about power to the people.
Yeah.
And Trashalant Garbodor was not like some really difficult card to acquire. And for that reason, especially, I'm like, I will always be championing Garbodor.
Yep.
To this day.
Yep. That Garbodor, so we still had Garbodor, we still have Garbodor toxins still there. And not to mention that we also got that Drampa GX that was a perfect match at the beginning of the year for Garbodor and really did see a spike in play where you suddenly saw Garbodor Drampas all over the place. And it became a force that people were actually considering, like, is this the new Nightmarch? Turns out, spoiler alert, it was not. But it was still a very considerable, very powerful deck that was in play and still see some play to somewhat.
Well, I think the Drampa has been replaced with what we got in the next set, which was Galissapod.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see Garbodor Galissapod.
Yes. And Galissapod was an interesting card. It came in just when Force of Giant Plants was coming out. So people were unsure whether or not grass could really make it in a meta where it didn't have Forest of Giant Plants. However, Galissapod showed us that, yeah, it can definitely still go. What other amazing cards were released throughout the year, R-Sigma?
One that comes to mind is Field Blower.
Oh.
Because if you were around at the beginning of the year, remember putting stupid Rattatas in your deck from Evolution.
We were depending on an Evolution's Rattata to get tools out of your opponent. A card that wouldn't be able to be used against Garbotoxin Garbodor. Oh my god, those were dark times when it comes to tools. It was so frustrating that we have a good, like, 3 months or 4 months, right?
We did 6 months.
6 months without a reliable tool eliminator. Oh, man. Every time I would see Garbodor or every time I would see Mega Rayquaza and I couldn't get rid of that tool for it to evolve. Sorry. It was just a pain. But yeah, that's definitely sublime. What about you? Any other flashbacks from this meta?
Well, I just remember that Field Blower was so desperately desired because that was the Garbotoxin shutdown as well. Because there was a while in the year when there was no easy way to shut down Garbotoxin. So if it got up, you couldn't get rid of it. It was there.
Yeah, you actually had to prepare your deck.
Had to destroy the Garbodor or you were stuck with its effect. Of no effects. So that really opened up the possibilities again for people being able to shut down Garbodor. So it expanded the type of decks you could make. My favorite card to come out this year was Ho-Oh, because Ho-Oh is beautiful and wonderful and like one of the best legendaries of all time. I'm sad to say it has not seen the success that I would like it to.
Yeah.
But it is playable. It is playable.
It is most definitely playable.
I like it as a one of in a Volcanion. Like, I definitely run it in Volcanion. So I still get to use my Ho-Oh. It's all good. and Kiawi. Kiawi was a big change as well.
Yes, Kiawi was a big boost for Fire. In fact, that's one of the things. We were talking about, and I remember a few episodes here, we were talking about what type really needed a boost. And that was always the answer was fire. Fire had the potential to be something. It had decent card. It had Volcanion GX and Baby Volcanion, which both are really decent, powerful fire Pokemon. But we really didn't have that main attacker. Some people were using the Flareon, but it was just so slow to set up. And Flareon was not very dependable. It was an EX Pokemon that only had 170. And in that point of that meta, 170 was really easy to hit. So it really didn't see, Fire didn't see a boost until finally Kyawe, Tortinator GX, and Sublime mentioned there, Ho-Oh GX, came into play where suddenly Fire now is super playable. In fact, it's one of the types that you can finally say, yeah, it's almost on par with almost every other type in the meta. But we must not forget that there was one big card not named Tapu Lili that really made a huge splash on the meta as soon as it was released, and that was your boy, Guzma.
I remember when that was coming out, and we were all worried that Lysander was going away.
And we weren't wrong. Like,
can Guzma fill that spot? And it turns out, yeah, Guzma's probably clearly even better.
It's arguably better than Lysander, 100%. Because it not only it would allow you to do the exact same thing that Lysander meant to do, which is to bring your opponent's most vulnerable Pokemon outside for the kill, but also allowed you to switch your own, which in paper sounds not that interesting, but when you start playing, you realize, oh, wait, Galissapod requires you to switch for it to be effective. Or maybe I can switch another Pokemon. And when you have the ability to mess around with both players' bench in the same time with one card, it blew everyone away. And there's decks out there that require four Guzmas and nothing less because it's that much of a dependable card to use. It was great. And I love it because I love Guzma. My favorite team leader, for sure, 100%. Sigma.
I feel like if you're playing Expanded, like whether you want Lysander or Guzma really just depends on the deck you're running, if you want that extra effect.
It really is. What about you, Sigma? Anything else in this year that you can see say that we've experienced?
As a Volcanion player, I really enjoy Tortinator. So,
mm-hmm.
Little guy. It just does so much damage.
Tortinator was a card that when it... Oh, go ahead, Sigma. Sublime.
No, I was just concurring with our Sigma that Tortinator was also a really great tool that helped Volcanion and Fire.
Yep. Yeah, when it came out, I didn't understand it at first. I didn't get what it was trying to do. Mostly because since it came out roughly at the same time as Ho-Oh, I view as Ho-Oh as the hello, you want Ho-Oh to be your main attacker. So it didn't understand what secondary attacker, maybe, but there's also Flareon, which worked really good with Kyawe. So I wasn't sure what it was there for until I finally realized that, oh, it's the GX attack.
Oh, yeah.
Not only does that secondary attack does 160 for three energies and you discard two of them, that's fine. But that GX attack for one fire and we're able to collect five energies from your discard pile and put them down on any Pokemon as you want on a fire deck. Masterpiece. Absolutely great. And it's definitely one of the top fire cards of the year. For sure. So that was a great big addition. What do you guys remember about Espeon GX when it came out?
Oh, that was a card.
you included that in a lot of decks.
Yes. It was
like, you could easily throw that into your Garbodor deck.
Yes.
As it was mostly attacker.
Used. Yep. It was mostly used as a with Garbodor. And it was funny. I never saw what really was the thing about Espeon. I remember on the Poco tournament that we had. By the way, that's another thing we need to remember. We did a Poco tournament. That was amazing. We need to do another one next year. I'm sorry, guys. I have gas. And I'm not planning to edit this out. we had our first Puckle tournament this year, which was a great success. And kudos to Gator for and everyone that helped there, the real EV. And if I didn't mention your name, it's because I really don't remember. But you guys really helped out on that tournament, and it was successful. It's fun. And hopefully we'll do that again. It just requires a lot of man effort, and we don't always have the time. But that was great. And I remember three rounds in a row, I fought Espeon Garbodor. And I beat it the first two times really easily using Greninja Break. And I was like, I don't understand. Why are people seeing this card as being any good? And suddenly I fought against it on the third round, and it completely obliterated me. And that's when I understood, okay, so it does have its potential. I just guess it's just tricky to set up. Which is funny that we're seeing Espeon EX being played now. It's hilarious because of the devolution energy.
The EV lets you evolve first turn, so you get like a 200 HP basic.
On the GX, yeah. Turn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean the EX is being played now.
Well, yeah, the EX is really good in an evolution meta.
Because since now the use of Rare Candy is a lot, the effect that it can devolve all of your opponent's Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
Yeah, it obligates people to just lose their Rare Candy, so they end up having wasted them, basically. So people are using Espeon. It's very situational, though. So it's not a one-off in every deck, but those that you do say that that need it definitely can work. And speaking of those cards, I tried to make a set way there and definitely didn't work. But speaking of things that grind my gear, Ninetales GX.
Remember the Decidueye GX Ninetales GX combo deck?
God, I hate
that was
Ninetales with a passion. Ninetales was a GX that evolved stage one, and it had 210 HP on a stage one. Completely ridiculous. Its attacks were defense. It could heal itself. What could it not do? It was one of those cards that as soon as it came out, I knew that I was going to hit it, and effectively I hit it. It was just so hard to take down. Its weakness was steel, metal, which means that the only deck that could, you know, that could easily dispose of it was Metacross, which was not that's another deck that came out this year.
Well, let's see what happens next year.
It's done. We can safely say it's done. But yeah, Ninetales GX and Baby Ninetales, Alolan Ninetales as well, was another one came out, which basically had Safeguard as its ability. So it's protected against your GX, EX Pokemon. That also saw a bit of play, and it was really interesting. So come in the middle of the year and heading out to Worlds in August, and we found what it could be is our current meta, at least to an extent. We saw the debut, and not only the debut, but the debut and the champion winner, Gardevoir GX. Sigma, tell me about Gardevoir GX.
Well, it was a card for like 3 months, and now it's gone away. it's a really powerful card. 230 HP, stage 2, and it just does massive damage. Gets to set up really quickly thanks to its ability, which allows it to put fairy energy on itself, and then it throws double colorless on itself, and then it's sitting for 210 damage, because why shouldn't it be?
Because why not? Yeah. Not only that, it made what's the male version of Gardevoir?
Gallade.
It made the Gallade that came out last year.
Yeah.
Come back in a big way, because since you needed a Kirlia and a Ralts to evolve your Garbodor, why not use Gallade? And Gallade is a really decent card. It was one of those cards. Whenever we review, let us this be a reminder. Every time we review a set, there's always those cards where, like, I don't know where it works. I don't know if there's any deck right now that could use it, but this is legit a good card. And Gallade was a perfect example of this legit good card. It was a good card. It just didn't belong anywhere at the time.
It saw some play when it first came out, but that was a very, very different meta.
Yeah, and that was very limited, and it needed Maxi's Maxi's Hidden Ball trick.
Right, which is just how different it was. We still had that card around.
Yeah, it really didn't work as good as could, but the in comes Gardevoir GX, and now it makes perfect sense, and it becomes a really good, not only a good setup card, but also became a great secondary attacker, which with being fighting, it could definitely have a wide strain of weaknesses that you could tackle with that. So that was a great inclusion and a great revival of that card. But at Worlds, we also saw the rise of Galissapod Guard Border, which to this day is something that is being played really heavily. And we saw as well the introduction of Necrozma, which also has been a card that has been staple in Metacross GX decks, as well as other Psychic decks. And it's a deck, and it's a card that I'm pretty sure we're still going to continue to see on and on. I see Necrozma not at the same level as Mewtwo EX, the
X-Ball.
Not quite as that, but it's still a card that we are going to see from now on because it is so playable. Not only in Psychic decks. Yes, Psychic decks, it's where it's mainly it's at, but it's still a card that could benefit in a few decks even so. Now, Worlds happened. Gardevoir GX was crowned King of Decks for 2017. Move on to where we are now. We've seen a couple of things since then, and it's been really fun. We've now seen the rise of Zoroark / Lycanroc GX, which makes me incredibly happy to see Lycanroc GX just completely destroy. But let me stop there. Sigma, anything else that you can remember before we jump in onto where we are right now?
I remember Burning Shadows had a major impact on Expanded. Because why wouldn't you run Marshadow and Nightmarch?
Marshadow on Nightmarch, yep.
And why wouldn't you put Necrozma in Trevenant?
Yeah, it was hilarious to see Marshadow and immediately say, this is a card for Nightmarch. It's like, right now, not in Standard, I don't see how it works. In Expanded, it's going to kill with Nightmarch. And that's how it went. That's completely how it went. Sublime, how about you? Anything else that you remember prior?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Zoroark GX because for a while, Zoroark Break made a resurgence.
That is true. Trying to beat Drampa, I believe it was the main thing when it came out. People were trying to use a Zoroark GX / Garborder to beat Drampa Garborder.
Well, it was a really interesting card because it has the ability to play your opponent's attacks, and so you could play your opponent's GX attacks.
Yeah,
which was really interesting. It just had a lot of things it could do at the time that made it successful in a format where, when it first came out, it was not able to do all that.
Yeah,
so I was happy that it had its moment because it's a cool card. I like it. Dark's my favorite type in the game. So,
really, I did not know that, Sublime.
Yes, you did.
I know. I'm being sarcastic. Oh, no, we have this fight every time. I keep teasing you that Dark the sucks.
Shut your ugly mouth. How dare you?
I know. I dared. Now, moving on from
Worlds. Especially when the deck you're bragging about has it in there.
Shush.
Greninja's a Dark type, too.
Shush once again, sir. You're speaking out of turns. This is a second warning.
I'm just so happy to be back. Continue.
And we're very happy to have you back. So, so we're our post-Worlds. And now we reach the meta, which now we can be more familiar with. It's the meta that's currently now working. We've had Tapu Bulu come in and out. We got the Ultra Bees come in and still waiting for them to come in. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's... They're decent. And help is coming on the way. But as they stand right now, we wish them the best. And I know they're gonna be the version of Break that was Break last year, where when Break came out, EX was still a thing, and people were like, really Break? What is this? We didn't see Break work until we saw Frogadier and Greninja. Then it became something. Then we had we were supposed to be talking post world, and now we're back to last year. But then came in, oh my god, the tree, the ghost tree. We just mentioned it.
Trevenant.
We came in, Trevenant Break. That's another Break that saw a play. Lugia,
yeah,
Break.
That was a good one.
Saw maybe one play. Someone
did it though.
No, it didn't.
Honestly, break was not a good mechanic because
it
like,
really wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was a
three or four
evolution
out of all of the ones that they made. You had Greninja, awesome, had its deck, had it like was the only success story, really.
Yep.
Zoroark Break had like very niche success.
Yep.
Trevenant had success before it got moved to expanded the original Trevenant that made it good.
Yeah.
What else was there?
Carbon Break
showing every now and then.
Which one?
But now it doesn't. Well, Carbon Break.
Oh, Carbon Break.
Yeah. That's true. That was
Carbon Break. Did see, yes. And it's also Cernius Break saw some play as well.
Yeah.
So a few of them did see some break.
Huge success. Like, honestly, the only really successful one was Greninja.
Oh, no. So, yeah, Greninja Break was purely the successful one out of the breaks.
And it wouldn't have even been successful if it weren't for Frogadier.
You just took the words out of my mouth there.
It wasn't even Greninja that won the show. It was Frogadier.
It was Frogadier that definitely stole the show there. That's for sure. That deck lived and died with its Frogadiers.
That is such a swingy deck still.
Yes. Yes, it was. Now, moving on off 100% now to where we are right now. We just came out of the Memphis, Tennessee regional. And what did we saw? We saw Doggos and Foxes galore. We saw Sodoric GX and Lycanroc GX been played how many times out of the top 8?
I think it's like 5 Zoroark, 6 Lycanroc.
It was ridiculous. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 Sodoric Lycanroc. And then we had a Sodoric Galissapod. But then we also had a Boss World Lycanroc twice. And the only deck completely different here was the Galissapod Garborder that we keep seeing because it's a decent deck. But mostly this was won by puppies. And who doesn't love puppies? Sublime. Let's walk through what that deck contains. And that's if, of course, the winner of that Memphis regional, Michael Premawat. Premawat?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and read what deck did he play.
So we're looking at a very, very streamlined list of Pokemon. You're running a 4-4 Zorua Zoroark GX line, a 4-3 Rockruff Lycanroc GX line, and 3 Tapu Lele because you have to. Or you're not going to win.
No.
Trainers, you got your standards. You got your 4 ends. You got 3 Brigetti. Very interesting.
Oh, wait. That's how you say that?
What?
That's how you say that name? Brigetti?
Brigetti? That's how Gainer said it, and he pointed it out to me once. There's no D in Brigetti, so it's Brigetti, I guess.
I've called this Bridget forever.
He blew my mind, too. Thank you, Gator.
My mind has been blown.
Yeah.
So continue.
Yeah, we got my favorite supporter, Professor Kukui. Very interestingly, it only runs 2 Guzma, 2 that Sycamore, 1 Mallow, 1 Acerola, 4 Ultra Balls because of course, 2 Field Blowers because of course. We're also running Puzzle of Time, 4 of, which has been a lot better since, VS Seeker left.
Yeah.
For certain decks, not every deck, but for certain decks, definitely. Enhanced Hammer 2, a Rescue Stretcher, an Energy Lotto, 3 Choice Bands, because of course, and a Floatstone. Mm-hmm. And then, Energy, very light, very streamlined. You got your 4 DCE, 3 Strong Energy, and 2 Fighting Energy.
Yes. Now,
Zoroark doesn't need dark energy to attack, so.
It doesn't. So, for those of you at home, to remind you, Zoroark, stage 1, 210. Its first attack, its ability, trade, you get discard a card, you draw 2 cards. Amazing.
It's such a good ability.
Such a good ability. It is incredibly good for draw acceleration. It is great.
And you get dark type in your deck. Yep. For free. Everyone wins.
Its GX attack, it's not good. Now
it's not bad.
Trickster GX, choose one of your opponent's Pokemon attacks and use it as this attack. So you can use an opponent's GX attack.
Yes, you can use an opponent's GX attack.
You need to choose Darkness instead of Double Colorless Energy, which makes it worse.
Well, in a traditional deck, sure.
Yeah.
But like, if you're running a dark deck, that's not a problem.
Yeah. So the Righteous Beating, though, it's pretty decent. DCE only, so two colorless. This attack does 20 damage for each of your opponents and your Pokemon in play. So if you have a full bench, you are dealing at the very least 120, correct. Because it does count your active Pokemon. Now, the reason why this makes so much sense with this deck when combined is because Lycanroc is pretty decent.
I'm so surprised too. Like, I got Lycanroc copies when it came out, but no one was running it at the time. You were running it.
I was running it. Yes, I was running it. I loved Lycanroc GX, both the promo and this one, by the way.
Well, that's because it's your favorite Pokemon from Alola.
It is my favorite Pokemon from Alola. I remember when all the Pokemon were announced, I wasn't a fan of Lycanroc GX, the Midnight form. I thought the regular one, the Midnight form, was decent. Completely aesthetics. I'm not talking about the card or the Pokemon in the video game or anything. I just like, and I fell in love with Mimikyu. As soon as the game came out and I got a Ruckruff and I started playing with Ruckruff and it evolved, I got Moon, so it evolved to Lycanroc GX. Total love at first sight. It's just one of my favorite Pokemon right now. It's really close to Jolteon. Anyway, back to DCG. Lycanroc, 200 HP, which is kind of low for a stage 1 GX, but it has that ability, which is basically Lysander. You play, when you play Lycanroc from your hand down, evolving your Ruckruff, you can bring and bench Pokemon from your opponent and put it in the active.
Which is why the deck only needs 2 Guzma.
Yep. Because basically,
precisely why it's only got 2 Guzma instead of 4.
Yep. Basically, you can make sure you put there what you need and what you want.
And when you want, because you just have to evolve.
Yep, and then the math is pretty good, because it does have Claw Slash, which does 110. Now, 110 might not sound that good, and it does require 1 fighting energy and 2 double colorless energies. That is true. However, we go back to strong energy. 1 strong energy on this bad boy, and it's doing 130. 130 is a fantastic number.
It's good math.
It destroys Garbodor. In one hit, it kills Garbodor in one hit. It kills Yveltal in one hit. It kills anything. Well, not because
it does
resistance.
Not kill Yveltal. Yveltal
resists. But you know, there's so many Pokemon out there that has 130 HP that this can hit really easily. And not to mention that you can still put a Choice Band on it, and you can still put more strong energies on it. Now, GX attack is pretty run under the mill. Does 50 damage times the amount of Pokemons your opponent has on his bench. So it can do up to 250 damage if he has a full bench. So it's not bad at all. But like we were talking with Sigma off air before we started recording, any attack that requires your opponent to be in a situation for it to work as you want it, tend to
it's
be
less
not
than optimal.
It's less than optimal, yeah. Correct? It's not where you want to be.
This one did pretty well on camera though over the weekend.
Yes, please tell us more.
Well, everyone's playing their Tapu Lele's down too, and they want to have a Zoroark or two on their bench as well, so they can trade. And then you have strong energies and choice bands, so it's really easy to get just a one shot at a GX with that. Attack.
Yeah, this deck is built to kill Tapu Lele's.
It's also built to kill other Zoroarks.
That is true.
A popular card right now.
That is true. So, congratulations to Michael Prabawat for winning the regionals in Memphis. This is a fantastic. I want to build this deck for the stream. So, FYI, guys, it's coming to the stream soon. But we need to leave the topic right now as it is, because we do have to move on to our deck of the episode, which is one of you guys. We did a change. We're no longer, well, we are going to still discuss decks of the episode that are championship decks, but we want to also focus on your decks. Sending your request to show your decks, and we'll break it down here on the show. That's coming up next, followed by Trainer's Mail, and ending with top, who's that Pokemon? Pokemon 15 questions. So, before we leave though, any last words on 2017 from Sublime?
I'm just so glad the year's ending. It was a terrible year for everything but Pokemon.
It was definitely a terrible year for everything except Pokemon. And gaming. We had a lot of great games as well.
That's true. But that doesn't make up for how terrible the year was otherwise.
I know. Sigma!
I had certainly a lot better of a year than ending on Evolutions was.
Oh God, yes.
Such a bad set.
And then my last questions before we move on. if there's something you want from 2018 in the TCG, what would that be? Sigma, let's start with you.
It's hard.
I know. I got you. I got you there, huh?
Yeah. Let's say more. Oh, Greninja GX. Let's go for Greninja GX.
That's interesting. Greninja GX is a great thing. I wanted freaking Jolteon GX, that's for sure. What about you, Sublime?
I want a good competitive deck to be affordable.
Yeah. Amen, my brother. Amen. Not with that, we're going to end the segment and move on to Deck of the Episode. We'll be right back.
It is the Deck of the Episode.
And welcome to Deck of the Episode, where we take one of your decks. You send us an email with your deck list, and we take it apart and see what we can improve and give you suggestions that we have. So our deck that was provided for us tonight was from Lamp. And he says, Dear Jushiro and co-host, here is a theoretical Volcanion decklist which I am currently experimenting with on PTCGO. I am proud to say I have not lost yet. Now, he further asks the decks on the list, but before we do that, he does end up the email saying, Please let me know your thoughts, especially Gator if he's on. I'm sorry, Lamp, he's not on today. But we do have Sublime and our Sigma, which is just as good. I'm not going to include myself in that list, but he does continue saying, in real life, I'm in short supply of a baby Volcanion, so I'm running Flareon EX instead. I have already communicated with Yashiro as well as some other people, and the general consensus is to be on the lookout for baby Ninetales and Hoopa. Thanks, and go by. Now, the general lookout for baby Ninetales, Alolan Ninetales, and Hoopa was in general because he's not playing Volcanion. If you're playing baby Volcanion, then you don't have to worry about Alolan Ninetales or Hoopa for its abilities, which will block you entirely if you don't have those two cards. Now, let's move on to the list themselves. So, Sigma, go through the Pokemon.
Okay, for Pokemon, we have one Ho-Oh GX, one Trickinator GX, three Little Volcanions, three Big Volcanions, two Tapu Lele, and one Staryu, Starmie line.
Nice. And Sublime, what can you tell me about those Pokemon?
Those are all good Pokemon. I might change the numbers a little bit.
What would you go for?
I would do, and I believe Sigma agreed with this, or suggested it as well, two Trickinator. Two Trickinator. I would like a third Tapu Lele, but I know that's a lot to ask. Yeah.
Bench space is a little rough on a Volcanion deck.
Yeah.
So
I still think you want three in your deck to have available to more readily get or to draw.
Like some Volcanion decks have gone down to one Tapu Lele.
Oof. No.
Yeah. It's a little rough. I prefer the two.
I can't. I want three. I want to have my Lele's. Even if I'm not going to play them, I want them available.
Some people like to look fate in the eyes and smile. I mean, if you only have one Tapu Lele in a prize, man, you're a brave man.
Yep. If you're looking at the trainers, we've got four Switch, three Brooklet Hill, one Rescue Stretcher, three Sycamores, four Ends, four Ultra Balls, two Field Blowers, three Guzma, three Fighting Fury Belts, two Kiawis, one Parallel City, and three Floatstones.
I would like also to say that we are going to have this deck list available on the description, so you can go on our website, pucklepodcast.com, click there and you can see it there, or if you want to see it on your phone as you're listening to this, it is going to be on that description as well, although that will be kind of difficult to watch there. Okay, so regarding the trainers, Sigma, what do you think about those trainers?
It's really close. We probably don't need four switches anymore.
No.
I was thinking, why four switches when you
have
Guzmas?
He already has three Floatstones.
He has Guzmas as well. So I think it's kind of redundant, the four switches.
Yeah, it's a bit much. We don't need Parallel City because none of the sides help you. Mm-hmm. Because it will weaken your fire attacks, and that's not good.
So that's a good... Eliminating that Parallel City makes space to that second Trickinator GX that you guys are recommending. Yeah.
Maybe instead of switches, we can run something like an energy retrieval, though I'm not big on those anymore.
Mm. And you do have Trickinator as well, which that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Recovering those fire energies, I mean.
Yeah, you have the Starmie to do that, but it's only one line, so it does get prized every now and then. So, max elixirs can do well.
Oh, yes.
I generally like to run a couple max elixirs, power up some Turtonators or Volcanions on the bench just a little bit more. Gives you that extra nice bit of speed.
And you're definitely running the energy to afford
That's what I was going to say. He is playing 15 energies, which means those max elixirs will hit him on an energy almost always.
Yeah, it's going to be hard not to hit an energy. So you might actually just want to run four of those. You could probably cut down on the energy count a bit.
Like, yeah. I would cut down two energies and add two max elixirs. And then we can cut down on, I don't think you need the switches.
No.
So one of those switches can go out for another max elixir. What do you guys think?
Maybe run a Lily.
A Lily would
just put out all the switches.
Yeah. Those switches are just, they're...
So you have Guzma and Floatstone. You don't need four switches.
Yeah.
And with those things in your deck already.
What was that?
Let's go to four Sycamore.
Yes, a fourth Sycamore would be nice. So yeah, eliminate those switches, add another Sycamore, add three max elixirs, and I think you're golden here.
Get rid of Parallel City too, so let me get
And Parallel City as well.
Throw in Kukui.
And this is a really good lineup. We were just talking right before we started recording that this is a really good lineup. We like where this deck is going. I think one hole is perfect. Really don't need more than that one. That right now, the Turtonator, that's super good. So we really recommend adding one more. I know you're playing Flareon EXs per the Volcanions, but one detail that I did want to discuss that I wasn't able to do it on Discord was the reason you want Volcanion is not just because Alolan Ninetales, maybe Alolan Ninetales and Hoopa. It is because more energy acceleration for you is nice. You do have Kiawe, and I know that helps a lot. However, having a Volcanion that you can attach one energy and you can power up that attack with the other Volcanion EXs cannot be overstated how good it is. You're dealing fast energy, you're recuperating those energies from the discard pile, and at the same time, you are dealing more damage with the Volcanion EXs. So I would try, those are pretty cheap. I know that you said you didn't have them in real life, but those are pretty cheap, and you should definitely get them because Baby Volcanion is an essential column for this deck. Mm-hmm. Do you guys agree?
Yes. Yeah.
I would do one more if I could, actually.
Nah, three is fine.
I like four. I'm weird.
I mean, you want to start with it, but also starting with like a Ho-Oh and using Kiawe on it isn't like the worst start. Or just going Tapu Lele into a Kiawe is a decent start on anything.
Yeah, there we go. Well, thank you so much, Lamp, for sending us your deck list. We really liked it. It is our deck of the episode, that's for sure. And I hope our suggestions are helpful for you. I'll make sure to let Gator know so he can send you his opinion through Discord so you're not going to be absent of his opinion as well. Now, with that, we're going to switch from deck of the episode and move on to Trainer's Mail. We only have one email. That means that we're not going to play the theme song. Because we can just, I'm not going to create a segment just for one email. So let's go ahead and go straight to that. Sublime, tell us, what's the next email?
I will. Hey, Puckalonians, Speckin the Beacon Trainer, now becoming named Trainer Cowboy. I'd just like to say no to Jashiro.
Uh-oh.
Now let's face off in a duel like the Wild West. Mm. You can bring your Luxio with your dumbbells, and I'll mirror you with it a Luxray with Shining Celebi support.
Okay, so this is a reference that he's talking...
Attack of Luxio.
Yes, so he's referencing there Luxio, we were talking about in the last episode, the Stage 1 Luxio that's coming out in Ultra Prism. It's basically Quake Punch on a Stage 1 that is not an EX. So it does 30 damage or 20 damage. I can't remember the exact amount of damage, but it blocks your opponent from using item cards. So I was saying that, hey, this is legit, interesting, good. The Luxray itself wasn't all that, but the Luxio was really good. Anyway, continue on, Sublime.
Mm-hmm. But wait, also Ultra Ball, Lele, Brigetti. Ultra Ball, Lele, Brigetti. Ultra Ball, Lele, Brigetti. Look familiar? Oh, wait. I went first. Water on Eevee, Energy Evolution to Glaceon GX. No Tapu Lele, no. Seriously, I know I sound like I'm rambling, but Turn 1 Negate Tapu Lele GX is so good. Though it's not like Garb that negates all abilities. Negating EX and GX is still awesome. You will probably see me playing Leafeon Decidueye. I love that Archer. I know that Mount Coronet, Magnezone, Necrozma, Solgaleo are going to be the decks to play, but it is what it is. Maybe I'll play Glaceon just because why not? Oh, but also Jashiro, champion Cynthia. There's a lot of potential in a Cynthia deck.
Oh, I'm so crazy for Cynthia.
Lucario and Garchomp, it looks like it synergizes well. Let me know what you guys think. But again, needless to say how much I love the TCG cast.
Aww.
I am truly grateful for what you guys do. Cowboy signing off.
Thank you so much, Cowboy. Although I have to say I do like the name Spican the Cowboy. But anyway, Cowboy, thank you so much for emailing us, and thank you. Appreciate that you like. Oh, did you hear the Garchomp Sublime with Cynthia?
I remember looking at Cynthia. I can't remember what it does off the
top of my remember. Head. I don't remember on the top of my head, too. I think it's just cute, and I think you appreciate it. Garchomp's attack, I don't remember what exactly does, but it enhances if you play a Cynthia that turn.
And doesn't Lucario's do something like that, too?
Not with Cynthia, though.
I think they synergize together, don't they?
Let's go ahead and do our diligence. Let's go ahead and remember those cards.
Yeah, let's look it up first. I have it. Because I can't remember.
Oh, Sigma, go ahead.
Okay, so Garchomp, let's just read the important attack here. It's a Dragon-type Pokemon, by the way. So
that's the only
there's
bad,
unfortunately
yeah.
that.
For well, fighting, energy cost?
Fighting in a double colorless, we
okay.
have Champion. 100 damage plus. If you played a Cynthia from your hand during this turn, this attack does 100 damage more.
Yep, 200 damage if you played a Cynthia on a non-GX Pokemon. Which is not bad, not bad
well,
at
what's
all.
Its HP?
150.
Mm.
That's pretty high for a stage 2 non GX.
Yeah, but it's a non.
And
like,
I mean, its first attack is also, I guess, cool in that it does 50 damage to one of your opponent's Pokemon for a double colorless. So, you know.
It's something. The only the real thing that holds that card back is the fact that it's a Dragon type.
Dragon type, stage 2.
Yep, Dragon type, stage 2. You're not super effective against anything. No matter
like
whatever says.
I like super effective against themselves. I miss that.
Yeah, but if you don't, if nobody plays Dragon, what use it is to be weak against
but
Dragon?
But then, like, they added Fairy, and it's just, like, made Dragons even less playable.
Yeah.
In the TCG. It makes so much sense in the VGC. Does not help. I'm not happy about it on the TCG side of things.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to hear the Lucario then, too?
Yes, go ahead
sure.
and do that.
Okay, it's a stage 1 fighting type for with 110 HP, and its ability is what's important here, called Aura. Once during your turn, before your attack, if you have a Garchomp in play, you may search your deck for one card and put it into your hand, then shuffle your deck.
Yeah,
I knew they synergized together, so then you could draw Cynthia every turn.
Yeah.
Because then make your combo. Got it. It sounds like a really cute budget deck.
That's what I said. Cute. That was the first thing that came to mind. It's not how amazing it is or how good. It's like, oh, that's an adorable deck. The fact that Garchomp and Lucario depend on Cynthia, and Cynthia's my favorite champion. So I just love it for that reason. And then for more FYIs for our audience, that Glaceon EX he was referring to, it's the one with the abilities, the new one, Glaceon EX, whose ability is Freezing Stare. As long as this Pokemon is in your active, each of your opponent's EX and GX Pokemon in play in their hand and in their discard pile has no ability. So it's basically a Garborder with Garbo Toxins, but it only works on the active.
It only works on the most important card in the game.
Exactly. It only works on your active, and it doesn't require a tool, and you can get it thanks to that Eevee on stage, turn 1. So that's something really good that
Glaceon that Guzma will get around, but yeah.
Exactly. Well, Guzma, well, true, yes. Now, with that, thank you so much, Cowboy, for sending your emails, and that's the end of our trainer's mail. Please make sure to send your next email. I'm going to do something that Thatch does. I'm going to steal this idea from him. Let's do a theme. For next episode, guys, tell me what was your favorite card from 2017. What is your favorite card and what is your least favorite card from 2017? Tell us what you think. Also, if you have a deck, send it over. If more than one is sent, then we will choose the one that interests us more. But we will still let you know if you send your own deck list what we think in the email section. Now, with that, we're going to move on to the final section. Everyone's favorite Pokemon 15 questions with our Sigma and Sublime, which means that they'll probably guess it in turn three. But we're still going to give it a try. So with that, we're moving on to Who's That Pokemon? Pokemon 15 questions.
Who's that Pokemon?
Welcome! And it's time for Pokemon 15 questions. Who's that Pokemon? Guys, you know the drill. We're going to try to stump our co-hosts here into not guessing correctly the Pokemon that I'm have selected. Of course, you guys know the rule. Lower your browsers. No Pokedexes. No games. No books. No anything. Everything that you have to ask has to come from your noggin. Also, no questions about Pokedex numbers, regions, or whether or not it appears in a certain version. It has to be in-game questions only. So with that being said, the order will be Sublime first, followed by our Sigma. We start now. Sublime, what's your first question?
Is this Pokemon part of an evolution line?
It is. Sigma.
Can this Pokemon hatch out of an egg?
I don't understand the question.
Essentially, is it a baby Pokemon or a basic Pokemon that can come out of an egg?
No.
Okay. Not so it's an evolution basic. Of something.
Got it. Is this Pokemon fully evolved?
No.
Okay, so we know that it's a stage one that evolves further.
Correct.
Does this Pokemon have multiple types?
Nope.
Mono. Okay.
Monotype middle stage Pokemon.
Huh. Okay. That's a lot to go off of. Does this Pokemon have higher defensive stats than offensive stats?
Oh, you're making me here have to scroll down and check that out. What was the question again?
Does this Pokemon have higher defenses than offenses?
No.
Okay.
Wait. Yes, higher offenses than defenses. Sorry.
Oh, well, I asked the opposite, but that's the same information I heard.
Yeah,
okay.
There we go. Yeah.
So it's higher offense.
Okay, well, that I was just wondering if he was going to pull a Cosmo in sort of situation. I'm like, no, it's not that.
Well, he was, wouldn't be angry about Cosmo him, too.
Yes, I would be very angry with Cosmo him for sure.
Let's see. Does this Pokemon have any immunities?
No.
No immunities. Let's go over what that eliminates. It cannot be a fairy type. A ground
steel,
type.
Normal ghost.
Steel, normal ghost. Flying. Fairy, steel, normal ghost, flying. Are those the only types with immunities?
It's like half the types that have immunities, I believe.
Let's see. What are we forgetting? Oh, dark. It can't be dark. Anything
I'm
else?
Just typing it down. Let's see. Fire, water, grass.
Can I get a question?
So we have fire, water, grass, ice, left, still, electric.
Oh, do you want to ask the question about whether it's a physical or special split?
I don't know what the typings are, so.
Okay.
Want to ask if it evolves? Well, no, I know what the typings are, but I don't know what the typings left are, because I think a lot of them are special types, so it doesn't get as far. What I was thinking is maybe if the evolution is dual typed.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a question. Okay, well, wait. Whose question is this?
It's Sublime. No,
oh,
I asked the community.
Yeah.
Like we have fire, water, grass, electric, psychic still left, and all those are special types, so finding out if it's a special type doesn't really do much for us. And ice, most of the
yeah,
types
but you
we
still
have
like fighting, rock.
We could ask about weaknesses.
Poison.
Yeah, since it's a monotype, we could ask about weaknesses. There's a lot of ground weaknesses. There's a lot of fighting weaknesses.
That's true. That's a good point. I think there's more fighting weaknesses, aren't there? There's like five types weak to fighting.
I don't know how many of those we got rid of, because we got rid of dark and steel already.
We got rid of steel and normal and dark. So that's three of them already. So let's go.
So it's only ice and ground gets rid of fire. Ground gets rid
poison,
of
poison, electric.
Yeah, it gets rid of three types, so that
and
might
we
be
already good. Got rid of steel, though, unfortunately.
Gonna need a question.
Is this Pokemon weak to ground type attacks?
It is not. Go Sigma. Okay, so
it gets rid of, let's see. Do we want to ask fighting then? Because that gets rid of another.
Let's see. So it's not rock type. It's not electric. It's not poison.
I have ice, fighting, psychic, water.
What else is ground effective against? Rock, electric, poison. Oh, steel, yeah. We already did. Never mind.
Yeah, we got rid of that. Yeah, fighting gets
fire?
Rid
of... Fire's effective against a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but we only have, like...
We only eliminated steel. So there's still grass, ice.
Oh, yeah, we do have grass.
You have... what else is... Bug.
Oh, yeah, we do have bug still, too.
We can ask about
flying, because it gets rid of fighting and bug and grass.
Sure.
Fighting, bug, grass. Yeah. Is it weak to flying?
No.
Okay, not so that gets rid of fighting and grass.
To flying. Okay,
that's
so that
question number 10.
Yeah, so we're not doing good. It's okay. It's okay. So
I think we do. We have ice, psychic, water left. Anything else?
Ice, psychic, and water. Well, if it's a water type, we're still screwed because there's a million.
There's not as many stage threes as you think, especially monotype stage threes.
Mm. All right, so
three stages, so that's not too bad. It's the psychic with three stages that we'd be messed up by.
So we have ice, psychic, and water left, basically?
I think so. I don't even know if there's three stage.
I feel like we have a lot of things left. What if we ask a resistance? Because water and ice are both resistant to ice.
Okay.
Yeah. Whose question is it?
It's yours, Sublime.
Is this Pokemon resistant to ice type attacks?
It is.
Okay.
So water or ice?
Did we eliminate fire? I don't think
we did. Yeah, because it's weak to ground.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, we got that one. Okay, so the way I'm looking at this is I don't think there are any three-stage ice-type Pokemon.
Yes, there vanilla. Are. There's vanilla-ish thing.
And I think that's it. For waters, there are a bunch. Well, there's like Krakona and there's Wartortle.
Wartortle. Let me write them out. Krakona.
Wartortle.
Wartortle. Nope, that's a dual type.
Yeah, all the water. Duat.
Right. Ugh. Such a disappointment.
It's probably Duat because that's a horrible Pokemon. Because it can't be Primarina.
Need a question.
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Why don't we ask if it's related to a starter? Yeah.
Yeah. Is this part of a starter line?
Yes, it is. Go Sublime.
Okay.
Three so questions left. This is 12 questions. We're going to a 13 question.
Oh, we have exactly enough questions then. All right. we have it down to three Pokemon then.
Yeah.
And it's 13, so 13, 14, 15. Like, we got it. All right. Is this Pokemon... Oh, how about this? Does this Pokemon evolve into Blastoise?
No.
Not more.
Oh.
So it's Krakona or Duat?
Go for Sigma.
Oh, how do I... I want to phrase it offensively towards Duat.
Ugh.
ask, like, is this one of the most, is this, oh no, I can't say if, I can't say disappointing starter line because, like, Krakuna is one of the best ones. But Chikorita is such garbage in that generation, too. Let's see. Does this Pokemon have blue fur?
It does.
Okay, so it's that stupid thing.
It goes to Sublime.
So it's Duot?
It's Duot.
All right. Is this Pokemon Duot?
It is definitely Duot. On question number 15, congratulations. Yeah, I searched for the most mediocre, forgettable Pokemon for you two.
You found it. You found it.
Oh, did you not hear what they said in like the data book they just released in Japan about how they, Sugimori, I believe, fought mm-hmm. for having freckles on Oshawott or else it would be too cute and unremarkable?
Yeah. It's like, whoa, you managed to make it ugly and unremarkable. Hashtag sorry, Oshawott, from our chat. From our Discord.
We'll check if he listens to these episodes.
Yeah, he's not much of a TCG-er.
No.
With that, though, unfortunately, it does mark the end of our episode. We've had a lot of fun. This is a great episode. I had a lot of fun with it. It is a new year, guys. If you don't hear from us until next year, have a fantastic New Year's. Must not forget that if you like what you hear, please go and follow us on Twitter at Poco Podcast. Facebook, we have two places on Facebook, facebook.com/PocoPodcast and facebook.com/PocoTCG for our Facebook group. Please join us there. We post all the time. Also, if you have the time, go to our Puckle at Reddit. We do have a Tumblr at pucklepodcast.tumblr.com. And make sure to review us on iTunes. Whenever you review us, it allows more people to see us and hear us. So it really helps. Please also, if you can, and if you have the extra penny, you can help support Puckle and make it a better community and podcast when you can donate on Puckle, donate in Puckle Podcast as a single time, or go to our Patreon and become a Patreon. And there, every single money sent goes to the community. None of us get paid for this. Everything goes back to you. And of course, join us at Discord where we constantly are talking about all things Pokemon, be it the video game, TCG, movies, anime, whatever it is, whatever tickles your fancy. Discord has a chat for you, and that's our Puckle Discord, so you will find that as well in our description line in the podcast. Now, with that, marks the end of our show. As always, Sublime, thank you so much for being here.
So good to be back.
Oh, so good to have you back. And I promise next year, I am going to make sure to have you a lot more on. And our Sigma, as always, thank you so much, man.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays and welcome to the family of the co-hosts. This is your first year. Now, with that, guys, you can already hear the guitar playing and Bo's sweet, sweet voice coming out soon because it is that time. That time is closing time. See you until catch on a flip-flop and all that jazz. Adios.
Flip side.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.